History Makers with Matt Prater.
Coming off of drugs, you're going to have emotional problems, but I kept chasing after God.
And he's using this vehicle to bring people out of the dark into the light.
And I went forward and I knelt at the front, and it was a radical conversion experience.
And that's where the big change happened, and that's where we decided we're going to use our music for God, we're going to change our songs.
When I was about 25 years old, I was busted and into jail, and it was there that I came to the Lord.
History Makers with Matt Prater.
Hi, and welcome to History Makers. I'm Matt Prater. Today, our guest host is Grace Buckman.
Today, we're chatting with Amy Hayes, founder of Raising Amazing Kids and the author of How I Raised 8 Amazing Kids in Spite of Myself. She's got a beautiful story of God's provision and plan for her life, and looking forward to hearing more about it today. So welcome to History Makers, Amy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. First of all, I would absolutely love for you to tell me a bit about your background. Where were you born and raised?
Well, originally I was born in Huntington, West Virginia, but I've spent the last 39 years in the Dallas, Texas area, and then just recently moved to Ohio with my youngest son.
I know you've got quite a big family. Do you still live with a lot of them today, or are they around the same area as you in Ohio?
Oh, my children, my 8 children, they're all grown. The 5 oldest daughters have families of their own. And then I have a son who's single, 28, a daughter who's 24 that's single. She lives overseas. My son still lives in the Dallas area, but I have a daughter in North Carolina, a daughter in Tennessee, a daughter in Arkansas, you know, a couple in Texas. So they're all scattered about.
Oh, beautiful. It must be nice to see them all, everything you've gone through and being able to raise the children for them, then to also be able to go on and do the same thing. But love to know as well. So what's your story? How did you come to know Jesus? What does that look like for you over your life?
Well, I was raised in the Catholic Church, very devout Catholic family, went to 12 years of Catholic school. I was the good girl. I always wanted to, you know, follow the rules and not get in trouble, not rock the boat. You know, my parents were really good people, and they did the best they could, as we all do with our kids. Sent us to private school, gave us, you know, all private music lessons. My parents were musicians, you know, and tried to give us the things they thought that would help prepare us for adulthood. And then I got married right after high school. You know, I told you I was the good girl, always trying to follow the rules and everything. And then when I got to my high school graduation, I didn't know at the time, but I was being good and following the rules because I thought it would get me what I wanted, which was what we all want. We all want to be loved and feel like we have value, right? So I just kind of realized, like, I've been doing what I'm supposed to do all these years, and what has it gotten me? And I went through this rebellion. I refused to go to my high school graduation. And I was a salutatorian. I was supposed to give a speech, but I ended up going. But, you know, I refused to do my senior piano recital. And I refused to go to college, even though, you know, I was really smart. And I knew my parents expected that. And I got married instead. And so I kind of started out my adult life, you know, on the wrong foot. And then I had a daughter within the first year of marriage. And so parenting became my life really fast. And it wasn't until, I guess, about 14 years later that I had a radical encounter with the Lord. It was actually in the middle of my second marriage. So I've been married and divorced 3 times. So my first marriage ended in divorce. I had an affair. I got pregnant, and I ended up, you know, moving in with my lover. It was a mess. And at that point in my life, it was like I was making up my own rules at that point, because in the Catholic Church, the way I understood God was that if you did the right things and you followed the rules, then you were in good graces with God. And it was kind of like a credit debit system, you know, where if you get checks and for good things and dings for bad things. And so I knew deep in my heart that there was nothing I could do to atone for all the mistakes I'd made. And it was really in the middle of that second marriage that I had the radical encounter with the Lord. And honestly, that's really probably what ended that marriage, because my second husband was He was a drug addict. He ended in and out of prison. He was arrested, and I was left with three small children. I was pregnant with my first son when he was arrested. And so I was left with two small children and another one on the way. My three oldest children at that point, I lost custody of them. Their father took them. And that was devastating to me, probably the most devastating thing, because my kids had become my life. We ended up homeless, after my son was born, there was a huge church split over our situation. When I got saved, all hell broke loose. You know, I hear people say they get saved and, you know, everything is great and everything turns around. And it just wasn't that way for me. And so, you know, I was homeless for a while. I ended up having to leave the church I got saved in because of this whole uproar over my situation. It was really difficult time for me. Well, then shortly after that, I met my wonderful Christian, supposed to be my wonderful Christian husband. And we ended up getting married about a year later. And then that turned out to be an extremely abusive situation. So things got even worse, to the point that my third husband had me thrown in jail. And even told the children to get used to it because I might be there a while. He was actually hauled off in handcuffs by the police at gunpoint because he was out of control. So, you know, this was like the bottom for me. I was at rock bottom. But it was at that point, you know, here I was. I was left with five kids at home because I'd had two more with my third husband. My youngest son had special needs. And I was just numb. I honestly was numb. And so I didn't know what I was going to do. And I just kind of put on a happy face for the sake of the kids and just try to act like everything was fine. And about 2 weeks into it, I had a moment to myself, which was rare. I remember sitting down at the top of the stairs and I just said, Lord, I put my hands in my head in my hands. And I said, Lord, you put me in this house. Now, what am I going to do? Because I had no money. No income, no job, no idea what I was going to do. I'd been a stay-at-home mom. I was homeschooling. My youngest son had special needs. My family was my full-time job. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I heard the audible voice of God at that point. It was like my life completely fell apart. I was at a point where I had no idea what to do to put things back together because I was always, you know, picking up the pieces and putting things back together and making things work for my kids and making sure they had what they needed. And I just couldn't do it anymore. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I obviously don't know what I'm doing because look at my life. And so I'm like, Lord, what am I going to do? What do you want me to do? And I heard the Lord say six words that changed my life forever and made meaning out of my incredibly dysfunctional life. But he said, I want you to mentor parents. And I literally looked up to see who was in the room. It was that audible. And I thought, oh, wait, I just asked the Lord a question. That must have been him answering me. And I said, well, Lord, that's great. You know, I've always been interested in parenting. Obviously, I had eight children and I'd taken some classes and read some books that had really helped me. But I said, who's going to listen to me? I mean, look at my life. I'm on the verge of a third divorce. You know, nothing about my life is credible. And that's when the Lord said, yeah, but look at your kids, Amy. And it was true. My kids seemed to know something about life that I didn't. And I would, my oldest daughter at that time was, I think she was probably in graduate school and mid-20s or so. I watched my kids, you know, it just seemed like they were passing me up, like they had a handle on this thing. They knew what they were doing with their life. Life made sense to them. And it took me a while to figure out what that was, actually about 10 years. But, you know, ever since then, that's been my passion, is to understand true scriptural parenting and to impart that to the church, because the church is really struggling in that area.
And I know one of the stats you talk about on your website is that 60 to 80% of children raised in Christian homes are leaving the church as young adults. And that was certainly a part of my journey. But I love that you, and there are people out there who really see this as an issue and are doing something about it, helping mentor parents to raise up their children in the faith and using scripture and God's guidance for that as well. So that's incredible. And for you, what did it look like as you felt God calling you into this ministry of mentoring parents? How did that look? How did you get connected with people? How did that then lead into your books and your ministry that you do today?
Well, actually, nothing much happened at first. I think the greatest thing that happened for me when God said that to me is that in my mind, my life looked like a literal ash heap. Like you see pictures of war zones and cities that have been bombed out, and they're just shapes that all these ashy covered shapes, everything's great. That was my life in my mind's eye. When God spoke to me, it's as if that ash heap came together into this beautiful, like gem colored, shiny, ornamental ball, glass ball. In my mind, I literally saw that. And you know, we all quote that verse, he brings beauty from ashes. And it's so true. It's so true that he literally takes everything good and bad and uses it for the good of those who love him according to his purpose. And that was the incredible thing, is to look back over my life and literally see how the Lord had been preparing me all along for this calling. I was 43 years old when he spoke to me. And, you know, all these years, I just struggled and struggled and struggled. And like I said, things weren't perfect, but I began to, you know, I didn't get any details from God. And a lot of times that's the way it is. And I thought, well, I need to write a book. If I'm going to talk to people about, you know, what I do with my kids, I need to write a book. I tried to write that book for that first book of mine that came out in 2015. I worked on that for 10 years, but it was because I was working on a different book and it wasn't the one the Lord wanted me to write, because I thought if people knew my story, it would discredit me. And it took me 10 years for the Lord to speak to me and say, no, that's the reason you have credibility, Amy, because if you raised kids through what you've been through and they turned out the way they did, then anybody can do it. It doesn't have to do with circumstances, because my parents, like I said, they gave me all these external extras, but I didn't get the one thing that kids need to be stable and to have a handle on life. And that's what I discovered in the writing of my memoir, which is How I Raised 88 Amazing Kids in Spite of Myself, is I discovered the one thing that my kids got that I didn't get. And even though they lived through the turmoil of my life, that they were able to be stable because they had inner stability. And that's what I lacked. And I realized how the Lord had equipped me as a very young parent before I ever knew him. It was one of the moments in my life that I looked back and I said, that's what happened, because I had just given birth to my first daughter and I literally felt this something download into me. And I just thought every new mom got it, you know, it was my first child. And it was this knowing, it was just this inner knowing of what she needed from me. And so in that first book, I talk about that, what that one thing was I gave my kids, because about 6 years ago, through an experience, another personal experience with some of my grandkids, I just cried out to the Lord and I said, you know, Lord, I don't know why Christians have such a distorted view of parenting with this heavy-handed, authoritarian, my way or the highway kind of, you know, controlling way of parenting, to the point that I didn't want anything to do with the church. And it wasn't till really 2017 and the Lord spoke to me and I said, Lord, you know, what am I going to do? And the Lord said, I want you to write a book for the church. And so I made a deal with the Lord and I said, I will write the book, but you're going to have to show me in the scriptures what I know is your heart, because I see the way that Christians parent and I know that's not your heart. And so I had the most incredible a revelation as I began to study the scriptures and the things I had learned about parenting and the things I knew about raising kids from my own experience. It just all started coming together. And then I began seeing the entire Bible as a parenting book. At one point, I complained to the Lord and I said, you know, Lord, this is a really important topic. Why isn't there more in the Bible about parenting? And the Lord laughed and said, Amy, the entire book is a parenting book. It's about your Heavenly Father and how he deals with his kids. But there are patterns in the Bible. I think we get too close sometimes and we see individual verses, But there are patterns in the Bible that are so obvious and so clear that show us exactly how to raise children. And because I was always interested in like brain development and quantum physics and child development and all these things that show how God has literally rigged it in our favor so heavily that it takes an awful lot of work to mess it up. And I see Christian parents all the time working really hard, getting bad results. And it isn't their fault. It's because we haven't had this information. So my second book is coming out very soon. It's in the works right now with the formatter, and we're very close. I'm hoping to launch it here in about the next week or two. We'll probably have it ready in a week, and then, you know, Amazon takes its time. But it's graceful parenting, parenting from the tree of life. And so in this book, I lay out all the concepts that I have learned over the last 6 years of studying this out. And I've also been teaching in my workshops and courses and seeing the results. So I know it's not just theory, but this actually is viable, and families see turnaround so fast. It's incredible.
Awesome. Well, that's so cool. And definitely looking forward to the Graceful Parenting book coming out as well. So thank you so much for coming on History Makers today and just being able to share your story, share your experience with parenting, how the Lord has brought you into your ministry and really shaped the way that you can now go and mentor and help other parents in raising children too. So I reckon you're a history maker. Appreciate you coming on to share, and looking forward to hearing and reading more about your book, Amy.
Great. Thank you so much, Grace. It's been my pleasure.
If you'd like to hear this conversation again, listen online anytime at historymakersradio.com. There you'll also find links to all of our social media channels, and you can subscribe to our iTunes podcast. History Makers is a faith-based ministry, and we want to thank everyone for their generous support. If you've got a suggestion of anyone we should interview, send us an email, info@historymakersradio.com. God bless. I'm Matt Prater, and my challenge to you now is to go and make history.